those things nice?
Are they nice? Yeah, they're pretty fucking decent. Okay.
The agitator?
No.
Oh, pocket pussies.
Yeah,
yeah, that's pretty. It. They're pretty decent.
Okay. You had a point yesterday. I thought you were gonna start one with it. No points.
No points.
No points.
Jacob has been awarded 0 points for today.
You're awarded 0 points.
You want to get that closer?
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Moving over?
No.
Okay.
If I can get one.
The way you're moving over is the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
it pains me. I'm very pained. It hurts.
All right, so what are we starting with? Like Hayden's gym pass or...
I want to hear Hayden's story because I feel like it's going to be, might be better than
it's
mine.
It's fucking stupid. It's not better. Like, this shit's embarrassing as hell.
Did you slip on your pocket pussy?
No, I threw it away.
What? Dude!
Yeah. Damn, you owned
a
pocket
It grew pussy. A shell, like an exoskeleton on it. It got dusty. I don't like it. I threw it away.
You could have, like, shaved it off a little razor and fucking gathered up the semen and put it in someone's unsuspecting coke.
Wash it in KY jelly.
They say you're supposed to stick those things in a dishwasher with vinegar.
Put it in contact solution overnight.
I did it in a dishwasher. Could you imagine my family just opening up and just seeing a fake pussy just
over
there?
One of the bars?
Yeah.
You're like, what is this?
Oh my god.
Mom.
That's Heron.
I'm blaming Heron. My dad. He's like, that's his. That ain't mine.
Your dad takes it full responsibility. Right,
at that point, you just have to do it full time. You just gotta be like, oh, sorry. And then just leave forever.
Get a glass of water with it.
Oh, yeah, that's mine. Reaches behind and grabs a coffee mug. Sorry, I didn't mean to put it in there.
I'll do it in the next load, I guess. Throw it in the washing machine, dude. Put it over the agitator.
Oh, my God.
Are those things nice, baby?
Are those things nice?
Are they nice? Yeah, they're pretty fucking decent. Okay.
The agitator?
No.
Oh, pocket pussies.
Yeah,
that's pretty. It. They're pretty decent.
No, the washing machine is nice.
The big spike in the middle isn't that bad, all right? Hayden, why are you limping today?
Okay, so Sunday, I got a new dog. Her name is Luna.
Who I'm not allowed to see, which kind of makes me sad.
And she's a Newfoundland. Well, you know, she's warming up to the house and stuff, and we're trying to train her to, like, go in one specific potty area so we can just go out there, pick up the shit, call it a day. And so I was out there. I was playing with her. And so I was backpedaling, and then I went to juke her. But instead, I stepped in rabbit shit, and I fell hard on my back. I popped up, you know, I was like, oh, I'm all good. So I go inside, I sit, playing with her, I go to stand up, and everything hurt. I stood up, I was like, oh my god. I was like, oh, maybe this is just a little phase. That happened Monday, so I am walking like I just had an 8-hour hot, sweaty butt sex sesh on me.
Set the lo-fi.
Lo-fi anal, dude.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
I'd listen to that.
Sounds like two pancakes smushing together. Lo-fi. That's a good word.
So,
this is fun.
That's it. Like, and I've just been so staying at my house.
So wait. How did you fall? Did you like cartoon style fall where your legs went? Whoa!
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened.
I slipped, and everything. My left side of my back hit first, and
oh my god!
Then my legs were delayed. It was bad. It looked like I lagged in midair. I went like. And then my legs went.
Your dog's going back into the game. You lost the gulag. Your teammate's going to buy you back. Better hope they got 4,500. You're going to be sitting in there for a while.
Oh, yeah.
So I beat my dad.
He's going,
not my dad.
Good transition.
My stepdad.
Beat him in which way? Beat him off? Beat him in Uno? Well,
beat him in Smash?
We'll get to that. Oh, it was a smash. No way.
I beat the brakes off. Sponsored by Pornhub.
I main Dalton in Smash Bros.
What character would you pick?
Dalton.
Oh my god. That's a DLC. The mentally handicapped DLC.
You'd be immune to forehead attacks.
Welcome to ASMR Lawnmower. Because it's probably really quiet in the background.
I beat my dad. I didn't beat my dad. I beat my stepdad. Beat my stepdad. I beat my mom's ex. So what happened was...
There's so many amendments to this statement.
You have to back that a little bit. When you say you beat your dad, that's like the attention grabber. Everyone's like, oh, shit, you beat your dad. Oh, he's just my stepdad. And then they lose a little bit of interest. But then you go from stepdad to mom's ex, and it's like, oh, okay.
You want
to
talk about losing interest? You should have told yourself that little story.
I already lost interest in my story. Ethan, what do you got going on?
Please tell us how you beat your mom's ex.
Who was your stepdad, but it's not your stepdad, and it's not your dad. Definitely not your dad.
Definitely not my dad.
Definitely not.
All right. So, to explain the story, you gotta have a little background.
Okay.
Crackhead.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Very bad. Probably one of the worst in town. So what happened was, he's been staying with my mom, and I've worked with my mom at Kroger, and she used to come in to Kroger with her sunglasses on and say she had a migraine. And it's like everyone started getting suspicious. Well, then that's like 3 years later, and so it turns out this whole time he's been beating on her the whole time, and she just didn't want to admit it. And he takes her whole checks to the lottery machines and all the slots in town and would spend her whole check.
Did he win?
Lose it all.
Oh.
Every bit of it.
Damn.
Thinking he would gain off of it. He steals, like, everything in this town. Anything you could get your hands on. Used windows. Fucking drills with no batteries. Anything that you can get a hold of. And he's going to steal it, or he's going to trade crack for it and then sell it. What?
Is your sound off?
Yeah.
Is your sound off?
Mine is not.
Okay.
Mine was on. Just didn't get any notifications while we were checking.
They both have gotten notifications. He noticed his notification. He hasn't.
I usually don't leave my phone on, like, sound, because, you know, anything goes on, I'm, like, oblivious. Like, Hayden will call me, and I won't notice it. It'll literally ring the whole time.
I leave my sound on because I have little to no regard for the people around me.
No, I've been training myself to keep it on just in case something happens. Like yesterday, if I wouldn't have my sound on, I wouldn't have kicked my dad, my mom's ex-boyfriend. Okay, but here.
You just kicked him.
Yeah, I kicked him from the party. You'll get the fuck out of the party.
I just imagine you just toddler kicking him.
Oh, my God. Rip. All right, but what happened was, so all that shit is culminated to him cheating on my mom with a 17-year-old fucking crack whore that has traded around.
How old is your mom's ex?
30-something.
Tough.
He's pretty
up. If it's beyond 20, there is zero excuse.
Yeah. Well, I mean, 17, 18, around that age. They were saying she was 18 last year, but then they are still saying she's 18. So I'm, like, wondering if she was 17. Because I definitely think she's way younger than what they say she is.
She could be 16?
She could be. Honestly, I have no clue. But what happened? So he's been cheating on my mom with this chick, and my mom caught him. And so she keeps going back to him, even though he did that to her. And then the girl still comes over and still hangs out there. And every time my mom would see her there, she would get mad. And so then he would get into a fight with her, and then she would leave. So the whole thing happens. They just keep going back to each other. And it was like a fucking cycle. And finally, about December, November, around that area, she left him for good. She threw a fucking 3-tier basket through the window and escaped out the window while he was trying to grab her hair and pull her back into the house.
A 3-tier basket?
Yeah, like one of them shelves that you got to build in the fucking assembly.
Oh, okay.
So she threw one of those.
I was thinking of a laundry basket.
Yeah.
I was like, that doesn't make any sense.
It's a stack on top of a stack.
How'd you get them in the bottom?
You fold your clothes up and put them right in the bottom. But what happened was she threw it through the window and walked all the way to the police station. And then she ended up meeting up with me, and I went there to the house, pounded on the door. Of course, he's scared. He's a bitch. He only fights women. Like, many people see this man fighting girls. Like, I guess that girl that he was cheating on my mom with, he threw a lighter at her, hit her in the head, and busted her head open. So that's kind of a detail of the piece of shit.
Heavy ass lighter, dude.
He's
so bad that man's got a fucking cannon.
Smoked her,
dude, for real.
He's on so much fucking crack, he gets crackhead superpowers. You know, them crackhead like reflexes.
Sanjo four.
It's not a cat. Superpowers. But what happened? So she's been staying away, and like finally, we went back there and was getting her shit because he would still stay there. And my mom wouldn't because she was too scared, you know, obviously. And so she has all this valuable shit in there. And he could be selling it, making deals and fucking selling it for crack. And so he'd have all these people over. And some girl who's around our age, she has the electric in her name at my mom's house. And so the house is technically owned by my grandpa. But so we went there, started gathering her shit up, and he came in the house and was like, what the fuck's going on, arguing with all of us. And we told him, get the fuck out. And then he's like, let me just talk to your mom. So they go outside and talk. While they're outside talking, we called the cops. They came there, arrested him. He had 5 warrants out for his arrest.
Oh, yeah. My God.
They came there and arrested him. He went to jail for 2 months. And he finally bonded out because they reduced his bond from $5,000 to $500. And so he got out, obviously, and then went back to my mom's, like, eventually. And they said he can stay there. And he's allowed to just stay there because it's technically his residence. And so they pretty much just let him go back in the house. So we did everything that we could to annoy him. Drive by, you know, play cop sounds, just be an annoyance to him. Because crackheads, they get real paranoid. They're like, oh, shoot, there's cops outside. And then everyone leaves except for him. And he's like, you guys scared away my company. It's like, no, fuck you, guy. We don't care about you.
You hit like, my mom.
You hit my mom. And you sell all her shit for crack. All right, and then we go ahead and skip to yesterday. So being an annoyance, we went there to, I guess my mom and my aunt went there to kick in the door to serve him as an eviction notice. Because we can evict him, but he has to answer the door and take the eviction notice. Well, he wouldn't answer the door. And my mom also got an order of protection against him. And you can't serve him that unless they answer the door.
Imagine her with this eviction notice. He goes, fuck you, boom. There's just this fucking barrier around her because of the law. You physically can't hurt me. It's illegal now.
50 points for every log you put back up on the wall. They're trying to keep us out of the house like zombies. But so we were going to kick in the door because it's my grandpa's house. He said we could. And then Isif's dad, state's attorney, said, you can't kick in the door. Even though it's your house, you can't kick in the door.
Kick in whatever the fuck I want in my house.
That's what we were thinking. And so they are just trying to be on his side because they don't want him to not stay anywhere else. Because then when they know where he is, then they can bust the house. He can snitch on everyone. And that's why they don't want him to leave the house. But the cops are with us, too, at the same way. It's like they're split. You know how we have city cops and we have regular, like, sheriff's office?
Yeah.
We have detectives and shit?
Yeah.
Well, they're split, you know? So what happened was we went there anyway to, you know, kick in the door, even though they said we couldn't. And my mom, like, I thought me and Corey was just going to go there and get my mom's stuff out and leave peacefully. Like, I don't want to go there to fight. Like, if he's going to fight me, then I'll fight him back. But I'm not going to go there and kick his ass. I'm going to scare him. And it's even funnier. Well, then
I'll go there to kick his ass for $15.
Oh, it's very cheap. But he's easy. He's easy to beat. I'll do 5. I think it's more fun kicking his ass myself. So what happened was,
yeah, but I can say funny things while I'm kicking his ass.
I couldn't say funny things. I was too mad. I was thinking of things to say. I was holding his neck down, yelling, "Stay the fuck down!"
2 hours later in the shower, I could have told him he looked like Gumby.
Oh, I was already roasting him before we even fought. I got my quips out before we fought. And so we go there, and my mom and them are outside hitting the door with a hammer. I was like, what are you going to do with a hammer? You're 90 pounds with the clothes on your back. And so I walk up there. I said, get out of the way. And I kicked the door as hard as I could. The fucking wood just goes in. And I'm like, there you go. That's all you needed was me to pull up. And then all of a sudden, here comes Corey driving his car behind with Erica. And they get out. And we're around the back of the house. So my mom's house, the back is where most of the crackheads break in. And then the front, no one answers the door, obviously, because no one who's a crackhead's going to knock on the front door. So we all go to the back, and there is the little 17, 18, whatever, how old she is, walking out of the back. She goes to push the door open. My sister, Lynn, Erica, my mom, my aunt, were all surrounding the door. I was like, oh, God, she's about to get fucking pummeled. And I get in front of them, and I'm like, she, as soon as she knew she couldn't push the door open and we're all standing there waiting for her, she knew she was fucked. I was like, move out of the way. I pry open the door. I was like, you better fucking leave now because they're about to kick your ass. I got in their way and just let her out. She started walking away. Well, then here comes my mom's ex standing at the back door. And I know this house through and through. I walked in there and I pushed the door open and shit was fucking scattered. Like, it was terrible. Like, huge messes and the dishes weren't done. And they stole the generator, I guess, the night before. So they had no power because he's been putting it under crackhead.
Is that what that house was on your story?
Yeah. Yeah, that's his house. That's the house.
All I noticed was a lone grocery bag and a rocking chair in front of the oven. That was it. I saw lots of stuff, and I was just like, okay.
It was a really nice house. Whenever I was growing up, it was always nice. And then he moved in, and he's storing all of his shit in there, like tools that he's stolen and stuff like that. Well, I peeked in, and I'm looking around, and, like, my mom is arguing with him, and he's sitting there. He already threatened my sister's boyfriend. And so, like, I'm trying to scare him, so I pushed the door open with my hand, and my mom was in the way, and I, like, chest bumped her, and she fell into the house on her back, and he's standing there, and he goes, what the fuck? And I, like, act like I'm going to chase him, and I back out the door, and he comes running through the house. My mom picks up a hammer and starts chasing him, and then he runs out the front door with a bicycle. He grabs a bicycle, a whole-ass bicycle, tries to run out the house. And so I go, I'm just standing there helping my mom because I obviously knocked her over, and she's really small, and I felt bad. She picks up a hammer. He takes off. And so then I'm standing back there, and all the neighbors in the fucking community are all watching. And so,
was that the house you were at?
Yeah.
When I saw you yesterday?
Yeah. No. That was my sister's.
Okay.
My mom literally lives right down the alley.
Oh, all right.
But everyone in the community was out there watching. And so I'm just standing there, and all of a sudden I hear people screaming out front. Corey and my sister's boyfriend go around this side of the house. I go around the other side. They get there, obviously, first because this side's shorter. And he's out there swinging a bicycle at everyone.
Like, we have some, like, stepbrothers,
yeah,
type shit?
Yeah, dude, he had a whole bicycle swinging it. That's all I seen. I didn't know that he was going to try to leave on it. I figured that might be what he was doing. But
yeah,
someone
a car
pulled up on him, like pulled up and blocked the way that he could have ran because they just happened to know what was going on. And they pulled up, and he couldn't take off. So he starts swinging the bicycle around, fucking screaming. And as I'm running around the side of the house, I see him out there swinging it by my sister's van. And I run up and jump on him and fucking tackle him into the van. I kind of slipped off. I didn't use good form tackling. And so I, my head hit the fucking van. I knocked the bike out of his hand. And by that time, I literally turned around and wailed him right in the face, sort of rocking him as hard as I could. And I'm just hitting him and hitting him. My sister's boyfriend grabs him by the arms, starts pinning him back, and he starts hitting him in the He starts hitting him in the chest and stuff, and I'm still wailing him. I'm grabbing him by his head, and I'm uppercutting him right in the fucking mouth, and his head's down like this. I felt every connection. At that point, I fucking broke my thumb. I hit him so hard in the chin that it fucking broke my thumb. I didn't even feel it, though. I didn't feel it. The adrenaline was kicking through me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm nailing him. And then they push him down the ground because he just submits to it. He knew we were kicking his ass. And so I'm grabbing him by his neck, shoving him to the ground. Stay the fuck down! And then my sister shoves us out of the way, kicks him right in the mouth. As hard as she could.
Like
and
fucking home run kickball.
Dude, yes. She winded that son of a bitch up and kicked him right in the mouth. And then they're still wrestling. Lynn's grabbing me by the collar of my shirt. And I'm still wailing him as hard as I could, kicking him in the ribs. Corey, like, sidesteps me and starts hitting him right in the fucking ribs, hits him in the face. And then they wrestle him down to the ground. My sister's boyfriend gets him in a head choke. And Lynn's sitting there saying, "You're gonna go to fucking jail. You can't be fighting him like this." I said, "I don't give a fuck." Tried to push her out of the way to go attack him again. And then cops were already rolling up, and they were still wrestling him down to the ground. Well, Corey pushes his hands down to where he couldn't attack, and then my sister's boyfriend just gets up and drills him right in the face. And then the cops didn't see that, but he was on the ground. And they all come up and grab him, like all the cops.
To be fair, if you're kicking the shit out of a guy with 5 warrants, the cops aren't going to see much of what you do to him.
Well, all the warrants got fucking waived. He went to court, and he pretty much got nothing. But I don't know. I mean, I obviously don't talk to the fucking retard, but...
What is that putrid smell?
It smells awful.
Yeah, it is.
It smells like a skunk.
Pesticide stuff?
Yeah, I think so.
That man's out there spraying fucking insects. It's like, this is my fucking job since a corona took away everything I enjoyed. It smells like the opposite of a hospital. No, we wailed on him until they arrested him, and then they put him in the back of the car, and he's still kicking and trying to get away. And they yell, "Get the fuck in the car!" And I was like, oh, shit. They shove his ass in the car, and they make us write down statements, and then they take him away. None of us got in trouble for attacking him. Like, I initially threw the first fucking punch.
No cap, I mean, he was swinging a bicycle. To be
I was just defending myself. Like, I don't know what he's going to do with that bicycle. I don't know if he's going to throw it at someone's head. So, like my.
To be fair, he, this sounds like a, like, really strong dude or a fucking, like, just pinnacle crackhead.
He's
because he had 4 people beating the piss out of him, and yet he's still wrestling cops off of him.
Yeah.
What the fuck,
dude? He does so
crackhead
much.
Crackhead superpowers,
dude.
I walked in their house and it's destroyed. Like, he had like a mountain of baseball cards sitting there. I pick them up and shove them in my pocket. They're a bunch of really rare ones, like Michael Jordan cards, Mark McGuire, all these cards. But like everything else is scattered out. There was like a pizza on the floor. Like a half eaten.
Upside down?
Yeah.
Aww.
He was laying there. And it was like, I was thinking in my head, he's probably going to come back and eat this like a little raccoon. Yeah.
He's going to kick off on the bike, do a lap around the block.
I'm waiting
for him. Come back, fuel up.
Dude, he's on so much crack. And like the girl was leaving, like the one that he was cheating on her with. And I said, "Hey, everyone, look out. She's wiping some of the cum off of her mouth. And I said, "None of your family even loves you, you fucking cracko. How are you 18 and no one even cares about you?"
God.
And the story, she's nice about it too. Like, we're sitting there fucking roasting her, calling her a bitch and stuff. She's like, "I didn't do nothing." I'm like, "Bitch, why the fuck do you keep coming back knowing that we're going to come there and you're going to get your ass kicked by one of the 7 girls that comes with us?" She's small just like he is. But he's a really small guy. Like, he's skinny, but he's not, like, very short. He's kind of stout. But
well, whenever you say crackhead, I don't think someone built like me.
No, dude.
That's fair.
Yeah.
You don't think about it.
When I hear crackhead, I think of someone built like Ethan.
He's built like E.T.
Ethan's like the healthy version of a crackhead.
Ethan's on the brink. Ethan's tried it once or twice.
like just left rehab, maybe. Or getting ready to go.
Like you just got your life back together.
I'm just getting everything back together.
Like you went straight from the home to here, dude. Like,
swear to God, if you stub your toe, you're back on the pipe.
No, really delicate state right now.
But no, he's a really skinny guy. He's easy to kick his ass because he's
used to only, sound easy to kick his ass. I mean,
he's used to fighting.
Like beating
women.
Up Buster from Mythbusters.
He's swinging like this, and I'm like, boom, nailing him right in the mouth. I wish they wouldn't have jumped in. I wish I would have been the only one to fight him, because then it would have been so much better.
I fought a fat guy who swung like that. Harder to take down, but easier to make fun of.
Yeah. We all make fun of him. We say he looks like E.T. And, like, he'll comment on shit, like, very crackhead-like statements, like, you're looking unhealthy. Like, have you ever looked at yourself, E.T.? I posted one of them GIFs of Adult Swim where they're making fun of E.T. and he extends his neck and then bends down and sucks his own dick. I posted that on his Facebook. He didn't respond, which is sad. He knows we make fun of him. Like, when he walked up to the back door, I said, oh my God, here's E.T. himself, phone home. Hey, playing a retard over here. He stood there, had nothing to say. He's like, y'all are crazy. You're all psycho for coming here to try to attack me. Like, dude, you're the one that's a psycho. He's posting all this fucking satanic shit. Like, he's got a fucking ring and Baphomet inside of his fucking living room. Like, he's fucking sacrificing lambs and shit.
Jesus Christ. That's borderline killer.
Dude, he's an awful man. But
straight up crackhead.
And the cops just let him out. It's so ridiculous. Like,
oh, dude, is he out now?
Yeah, he went.
Boys,
to
we got some stuff to do after this podcast.
He went to jail for 30 minutes, and they bonded him out. Which his sister was there being fucking nosy, and she's the one that bailed him out.
Technically, on the outside looking in, you have a group of people coming over to his residence, and then.
With an eviction
shit.
Noses. Okay.
Did you say noses?
Yeah.
Eviction noses? Here, get the hell out of my house. What the fuck is this? Eviction nose? It's a clown nose. Oink oink.
It just has eviction written across it.
Here, I'll. If you guys ever see him throw a stick in between his bike tires, I got a picture of him. He rides them really quick. He doesn't have a DUI bike because he probably fucking sold it for crack.
That's fair.
Fucking scroll through my pictures. He's a gangly looking fuck. Scroll back a little bit. Oh, something like this, a little bit from Pet Sematary Zelda. I hear you, Rachel. Oh my God, but he's terrible.
Do you have that picture just to make fun of him?
No, I just was scrolling through and seeing it, but I have the picture of him where he got arrested the first time that we ran up in his house. I got that one, too.
I have a picture like that of my uncle.
God damn it. Oh, here we go. That's what he looks like.
Oh, so
oh my God.
You're telling me you kicked the shit out of Ryuk from Death Note.
Oh, my God. That mark on his face literally happened. After he tried to wrestle the cops the first time, because he tried to run and ran straight into the cops, and they fucking tackled him to the ground. Like, we jumped on his back. This is the first time we got him arrested, like 2 months ago before he went to jail. And they slammed him up against the house, and his face hit the electrical meter. And his face had a giant fucking gash on it. But enough of the crackhead. What have you guys been up to? Still processing.
I may have seen that dude before.
Apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently I'm out of work next week too.
I think so too. I think I might be out.
I just got a text from a team leader.
I've turned him into here's an eviction nose. I turned him into a clown.
To be fair, he does kind of look like Pennywise after those kids kick the shit out of him at the end of the first one.
The one where I like the second one where he fucking sinks into the floor. But that sucks, the way that movie ended, because I'm like, it's not as scary. It's way too funny.
That's true. That's true.
It had too much humor.
Well, the second one didn't. The second one kind of fell off.
Yeah, it was a little bit. It was a little bit more dark.
Yeah, it was good, but like,
dude, it was so long though.
It was a long movie.
Beginning. Speaking of people getting hurt and falling down, we have a visiting manager at work right now. Right, he's fun. He's a cool guy. He doesn't like our GM. No one likes our GM.
Is he piece of shit?
Yeah. So he's a bigger dude, right? I was doing dishes in the back, right, and he was doing stuff in the front. I hear this big loud crash and all this stuff fall down, like bowls and like pizza stuff that we put the pizza on, like dishes to go in the oven, right? I hear all those hit the floor, and I'm just like, just another day at work. I'm doing dishes and I'm yada yada blah, blah. I didn't hear it like that well. I wasn't like, oh my god, voice of concern. Yeah. I was like, whatever, the big loud crash, you probably dropped something. He gets my delivery out of the oven and he takes it back and he's walking like Hayden. Uh-huh. I go, hey, what's up? And he looks at me and goes, does your GM throw stuff a lot? And I go, yeah, often. He goes, he throws stuff when he gets mad, doesn't he? I go, yeah, like if people order food after 8 o'clock when we close at midnight.
Fuck, why do I gotta make a pizza 4 hours early?
Right? He fell down. He slipped. Hit his leg on the corner of like a metal rack. You know that rack we have in front of the oven? The short metal one? He hit his leg on the corner of that. It flipped over him and he knocked over that rolly cart with all the pans and bowls on top of it. And he was just in a pile of it and he got them all up and he put them together and he was limping. I didn't register this noise. So I'm just so used to our GM throwing everything everywhere.
Did he not make a noise whenever he fell? Like
did he? I just thought he was getting mad.
Fuck.
Ah, help.
Man, he sounds pissed off.
I'm dying out here. He didn't make any noise. I'm being crushed.
Probably with all that anger he has. Good Lord.
Imagine when you say that he fell.
Oh my god, my ribs collapsed. Damn, bro, that's a shame.
I think that's a symptom of corona. You gotta leave, bro.
Hey, since you're the manager and I'm the driver and we're the only two here, if you go, can I? Or do I gotta make pizza?
So it was just you two there?
Yeah, it was just the two of us.
So what were you doing?
Dishes. Did you not listen to this?
I just want to make sure that you're just sitting there just... And he's just fucking collapsed.
Nah, he got right back up.
My leg is protruding from my body.
I Kevin Ware'd my fucking knee.
My leg looked like Anderson Silva.
Oh, shit.
I imagine when
I
you say...
I punctured a chicken wing with my shin bone.
I imagine when you say that he fell, it would be like one of them cartoon falls, like inside of a pizza shop, like he falls on top of the pizza, and then you peel the dough off his face, and his face is in it.
He's got pepperoni.
Like Daffy Duck whenever he fucking gets shot and his whole head turns around. You fucking piece of shit, rabbit.
Oh, you know that video? That like weird, like kind of hyper-realistic Bugs Bunny video where he's talking to Elmer Fudd and he's like, you got yourself on y'all.
My sister's calling me.
You know that video?
The what?
The like scary Bugs Bunny video where like comes out from behind the tree and he's like a big fucking fat Bugs Bunny and he's like, you got yourself a tight little man, pussy, Elmer Fudd.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I've never seen that.
It's crazy, but you can't watch it. Do you know why?
I've seen them.
Warner Brothers claimed it. Warner Brothers said, you can't do that. That's our character. And when they did that, they inserted that into Bugs Bunny canon. So Bugs Bunny officially thinks Elmer Fudd has a tight man pussy. I'll see if I can find the video.
Claimed it.
You haven't seen like the meme of it?
That's seen what I've the meme.
Seen. I've seen
but
that.
I haven't seen the video.
I've never watched the video. I've just seen the meme. I want to clarify that. I didn't know there was a... Well, I guess I never looked it up.
I don't know what it's called.
Just
look up Elmer Fudd has a tight man pussy.
It's called Wabbit Season.
Oh, is it made by the same people that made the fucking, what is it, the nipple thing?
So, think about this being actual Bugs Bunny content because Warner Brothers claimed it.
That's fucking awesome.
It is.
It's like a great. It's like Adult Swim with no clay.
Since they claim this is copyrighted. We can't play all of it.
I know. But this is real content.
Duh.
So that's Looney Tunes canon right there.
That's Looney Tunes canon. That happened before Space Jam.
Oh, yeah. He gets out on the basketball court.
What the fuck?
Imagine Space Jam 2 being that. LeBron's like, walks on the court. You got a fat man pussy, don't you?
You're looking like a double wide surprise.
You and your teammates got the COVID-19. I'll knock it out of you. I want a little bit of a Shawshank Redemption on that one.
But yeah, that's real content.
It's fucking amazing. Do you think they'll ever use that as like a Blu-ray edition?
No, but I can really hope for it.
I can't believe they claimed it.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
They made the original poster take it down, but it's everywhere now, so you can't really...
I'm sure every time one gets deleted, 10 more are uploaded.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, they can be able... Can't they sue them? Like, not Warner Brothers, but the people who originally made it. Because that's a parody. Parodies are allowed.
They use, like, real names and all that, and Warner Brothers was like, hey, that's our intellectual property.
Really, the only thing they did was change the voice.
Warner Brothers had every right to claim it, and they did, but doing that...
they should have just left it alone.
Imagine in the next movies, Bugs Bunny sounds like that.
What's up, Doc?
Lola Bunny.
What's up, Nick? Just how he greets LeBron.
Oh, I want to ride bikes right now. I got a unicycle at my mom's.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I also got a half bike. How do you train yourself to
do that? I want to ride that unicycle.
So do I, but I don't know how to ride bikes.
Ridiculous.
Just bring it in town one day, and then we'll just deliver on them.
Imagine a crackhead still in a unicycle, and then they teach themselves how to do it in like 2 minutes.
That'd be the funniest thing ever.
I got the crack, boy!
They're just juggling the bags.
Got a clown hat.
You remember whenever Kai used to do that shit on a unicycle and juggle?
Kaine?
Yes.
Really? I didn't know that.
All I know.
I haven't hung out with Kaine in a while.
He says hi to me in Walmart.
He juggles?
Yeah, he used to, like back in like elementary days, like when we had like the big talent show or whatever. Yeah. He got on a fucking unicycle and juggled. And we were like, the fuck is going on? And then like I'd see him. Like, back when, like, him and Chase were, like, good friends. Like, he'd ride over to his mom's house on his fucking unicycle. So whenever you drove past, you just see this little black kid just rolling up on a fucking unicycle.
I could imagine. Dude, all the crackheads in towns have unicycles then. They're all riding past each other.
Dude, hey, I got my unicycle for $40.
Wow.
Yeah, they're usually, like, $350. The dude was selling it in the Facebook marketplace. I don't know how to ride a unicycle. I've never even touched a unicycle in real life. And I said, mine, instantly. I will drive to West Arrow. I will call in sick to school to go get this. And I did. Because I was afraid he'd sell it by the end of the day. So I was like, fuck it, dude. I'll take finals.
For a fucking unicycle?
That I don't know how to ride.
Have you ever tried to ride it?
Yeah. I have a video of me almost kind of riding it in the basement of a church.
The Holy Spirit was holding you up.
The Holy Spirit was holding
me up. Gotta pray before you get on that unicycle. Or that seat's gonna fall off and that tube's gonna go right up the poop chute.
You might have more balance then.
I got raped by a unicycle. You got a fat man.
Imagine someone who's a little bit. Riding a unicycle, but no seat and a dildo on it. I like how you did that.
A little bit.
A little bit of Kobe.
Can't say it. Oh my god. Not dead.
Wow. This is a wrist
like my third attempt at riding a unicycle. Those things are hard as fuck to get on, dude.
Hey, you got training. There is no training wheels for that.
There is no training wheels, because then it'd just be a fucking bike.
It'd
dude.
Be a tricycle.
It would be a tricycle.
It'd be Pennywise. Imagine if the movie, he just rolls up instead of a tricycle to unicycle. Now I'm going to have to imagine that
fucking
whenever I'm
jigsaw.
Driving. I got a game to play.
I'd like to play a game.
Get on this unicycle.
Oh, fuck.
Hey,
help me up.
Help me up and I'll let you go. Don't tell anyone. That throws off the third, the fifth, and the sixth movie. And by the seventh, he finally learns to ride it.
They're going to hold his arms out.
I'm ready to play this right. game.
Right. The recent one, the fucking Jigsaw movie. He's over the corn bin on like a fucking tightrope.
You have 90 seconds.
Dude, that'd be such a terrible thing. Like, these saws are just falling, and they're like, I think we're good. Conk!
Hits him in the head. I'm sad that all these movies are getting pushed back because of the coronavirus.
Right? I kind of wanted to see Onward.
It's coming to Disney Plus here real soon.
April 3rd.
April 3rd?
Yep.
Okay, dope.
A Spiral. They still have Candyman up on the thing that they're still going to release that. But
that's stupid.
They haven't taken it off the thing. It's for June or something around there. They think by then that this would all be cleared up.
I don't know. Trump said it might last till July or August, which would suck. I'm so fucking tired of this.
I just want to watch fucking sports, dude.
I don't care about sports, but I want to go places. I want to go to the fucking mall, dude.
Dude, watch. By the end of the next week, we're all going to be fucking forced to stay inside. We're going to have to do a web chat to do the podcast. Don't leave.
This episode is sponsored by Anchor. If you are separated and want to do a podcast because of self-isolation, you can with the Anchor app.
Social distancing, guys. Come on.
But like, we're all going to have to yell.
Yeah. That is...
We gotta be 6 feet from everybody.
Yeah. Oh shit. Back up.
Oh.
We all gotta get our own microphones. And we'll all be in corners.
Phone will just be in the middle and we'll have to shout.
No, we just get cups and just put them all the way over there. Just like that string.
We got a four-way going.
Then there's just one dangly string right next to the phone. Honestly, if that worked, that'd be pretty cool.
That'd be some engineering shit going on.
One time, John crocheted a string, and it went from my mom's house to my grandma's house. And you could still talk through cups.
What?
Yeah!
Dude.
We can do this.
Is it vibrant? Like, is that the reason that it works?
Vibrations?
Vibrations.
Vibrant is...
It's not vibrant unless you get multicolored.
I was held back in high school. I don't know what words high mean. One year. Half a year. I went back to
make
do.
It better.
Yeah, half a year.
Couldn't even have lunch with the regular kids.
I got detention one time in high school. And it was because my homeroom teacher didn't fucking see me because I didn't matter. And they were like, hey, you didn't show up to homeroom today. I'll see you after school. And I was like...
How do you fight it? You can't. It's their word against
yours. He literally didn't fucking see me because he didn't care about me. And then I got detention. And I was in there for 4 minutes. The fucking vice principal walked in and he just went, dude, leave. And I went, go.
I had the best homeroom teacher that you could ever have.
I did.
I was late senior year. Almost every fucking day.
That's fair.
Because before school, I'd like to get head before I went to school. I mean, granted, I wouldn't wake up extra early. So I was like 15 minutes late.
Who? I want to know, but tell me after.
Alrighty. You know, I'm going to name drop him because he's just that dope of a dude.
Wait, what?
Who?
Mr. Hat.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the main.
He didn't like me.
Dude, he fucking liked me.
Good head.
I should have.
I don't think he liked me.
I should have had like so many detentions, but nah, he was real cool with me. It was just like just me. Like, it was weird.
Not the same for me. I had two different homeroom teachers because I failed freshman year, so I got assigned a new one. It was intense, like camping.
I only had, like, I'm like out of all school, I only had like five detentions, and they were all at Mayo because me and C. Steele got into a arguing match at basketball, and we just started screaming at each other. There might have been a couple of N-bombs in there, don't know. But a teacher over here, she was like, "You guys just stop it. Go to Sperry." He's like, "What happened?" And it was like, "I shot before he did." And then he just started screaming in my face.
Oh, you're playing knockout, dude?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. That'll start some fights.
No, wait.
Bro.
No, it was really fucking dumb because we were shooting for captains. And I shot the ball first. He was like, "It was my turn to go first." Shut the fuck up. Just shoot it. It don't matter. God damn.
Were they still that mad at it? Your skills?
No, I'm just pissed about, like, just little shit like that. Just coming at me for no fucking reason.
Still salty.
That's what pisses me off whenever...
I watched that man get married. I can't imagine him screaming, actually.
That's what I was thinking. I couldn't see him getting that mad.
Me and him both got real mad.
I don't see you getting that mad. Yeah. The only time I've ever seen you get, like, a little mad is when I beat you in Fortnite.
No, I get really fucking mad.
Fortnite is pay to win because I paid $2 for an emote that makes me invincible.
I had to take anger management classes because Chase touched my ear, and so I beat the piss out of him. Like, it's a good technique, and I recommend it for anybody. Left hand, open palm. Right hand, closed fist. Fucking bow, punch him. You go, and then you smack him in the face. Wake him up again so he sees the next fucking punch coming out his fucking face. So yeah, I was from my bedroom to my dining room. I was just fucking slaughtering this motherfucker. And then my stepmom was like, "What the fuck is going on?" She had my little sister in her hands.
Walking him out.
Did you touch my fucking ear again? I'm pinned up on the table. That was a good sleepover.
I'll try that technique next time I fight the crackhead again.
No.
Well, it won't work for him because he's always awake.
I'm woke.
Yeah, I'm always woke.
One of my favorites.
Shots himself.
Take both hands. If you're throwing the first punch, I mean, you kind of have free reign. Both ears. Those fingers.
Bite his
fucking nose. When you fight Jacob, you're fighting for your life.
Eviction nose. I'm taking your nose. It's mine.
Your nose is no longer allowed on the premises.
Spits it out. You're next. I'll call Mike Tyson.
You're like the only person I've like thought about fighting, and it scares me. Like, I don't ever want that to happen. I feel like if we were to ask you to, like, hey, we're going to go kick this dude's ass. He'd show up in like a full gimp outfit. Shit's going to get weird. Stay in the car.
Snaps the whip.
It's a fucking chain link whip.
Gag ball and chain and shit.
That's a very flattering notion.
I'm going to tie him down and beat them with a
no problem
whip. We used to do that back in the 1700s.
And on that note...
That's it
for this episode.
You've been kind of quiet. Do you have any anecdotes that you'd like to share prior to the end?
What's been going on in your life,
anecdotes,
dude?
Yeah, you still got
you
still got like an hour and a half before work, dude.
I know, we were going to record another one.
Oh, okay.
I was doing this one to go for another one.
Okay, that's fair.
This one's been about like 40 minutes, so like it's a good amount of time.
That's fair.
Anecdote, can you look up the definition? I don't
Stories
remember. Stories. Boom. I did
oh
not like English.
Oh, my God.
No, that's it.
Okay. Goodbye. Follow me on TikTok at Orange Hawaiian Punch.
Hey, you got to get your TikTok out there so we can blow you up.
Okay, so I got to have more followers than Cody at all times.
Okay, that's fine. You're getting one. What is it?
You already follow me.
Oh.
This is Real Boy something, yeah.
Real Boy 18,
is.
I think.
Yeah.
_18. Let me check.
Follow my meme page because I care about that more. Cocaine Addict Bulby.
Add me on Snapchat because I